Doc Sugar, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Keep it right here.
Hello and welcome to GeekCast Radio. This is episode 191. I am, of course, TFG, and Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
This is not the year in review episode, folks. I'm not even sure if we're doing year in review this year. I honestly have no idea. We may do it. We may not do it. Who knows? But this is our Grinchmas show, or Christmas show, whatever you want to call it.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
I gotta say, I don't know about you. I don't know about you and the family over there, but the wife and I are not feeling the holiday season this year. We're under so much stress with personal stuff going on with life and all year. Like, okay, I know you know this, and hopefully others know this. Anyone that's on Medicaid or Medicare or whatever, you have to recertify every six. At least on Medicaid, I think you have to recertify every 6 months or something. I sent the recertification paperwork in, and then on the paperwork I said, please give me a phone interview so I don't have to go into that office. Got the phone interview. Lady on the phone interview says, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Get the approval letter saying I'm good until the next time I have to re-up it. And 11 days later, I get a letter saying, as of November 30th, my coverage has now stopped again. What the hell happened in 11 days? Nothing. None of my life changes or reporting changes or anything like that. Nothing had happened. So now I'm fighting to get that back again. Between my health issues and everything else. And I don't know. The way Karen and I are feeling is like either Christmas should already be over, or it shouldn't even be here yet. Like, it feels like it's hashtag too soon for Christmas.
Hmm.
This is the first year since my mom died, or even since I've been podcasting, the first year I have not done any of my holiday stuff. I did not watch It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown this year. I did not watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. I have not watched any animated Christmas stuff yet this year.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
A Christmas trailer.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I don't care what 20th Century Fox says. They're wrong.
No, they're right. They own it.
It's not the greatest Christmas story ever.
Yeah, it is. So's Batman Returns.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Anyway. But it just, I don't know. It's just, I'm very happy. The wife and I are very happy together and all that. We love the house and everything else. And it's just, life is just beating us up and beating us into a depressive submission to the point of, if it's not one thing, it's another. And I know that's how life is, but there are times where I just think I need scream therapy, and I just want to go into a padded room and just scream my lungs out because the stress is just way too much. Add on top of that, hey, let's play Christmas music before Thanksgiving. Ugh. And yes, I know, I don't have to listen to the radio. That's fine. I don't have to listen to stations that do Christmas music. But I'm sorry, I fully believe there's an order to the holiday season. You don't do one before the other. Yes, you do that in retail, because it's retail and that's what they do. But I don't know. Have you ever had holidays or just holiday jeers instead of cheers or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, the only thing that's irritating about the time of year is there's just always a lot of mad dash for, you know, people trying to buy gifts or just run to this house and that. But other than that, I mean, it's not really that bad, to be honest. I mean, yeah, I like the time of year, but then when it's over, I'm glad it's over. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, it doesn't really faze me all that much.
I don't know. It, like, I keep saying to Karen, I'm like, December 15th, I'm like, you know, we have 10 days till Christmas. She's like, really? Really? It's that soon? And I said today, I'm like, you know, Christmas is Monday and Tuesday next week. Really? It's like, I mean, I'm very grateful and thankful for everything that we have, and, you know, we're alive and all that, and, you know, it's not that I'm not trying to not be grateful about everything, it's just, the closest I've come to holiday cheer this year is my holiday Hulk and my holiday group Funko Pops, along with Clark and Eddie Funko Pops from Christmas Vacation. That's the closest I've come to having holiday cheer this year. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the fact that it's been 3 years since my mom's passed, or the fact that it's been 20 years or more since I spent any time, of at least at Christmas time, any time with the family up in Massachusetts or any of that kind of stuff. It just, I just want it all to be over and just start the new year and move forward at this point. I don't know. Stress is getting to me. It just is. And it's one of those things where if I don't have eggnog starting December 1st, like if I don't actively want to go out and get eggnog, there's something wrong. Because that's the only time I drink eggnog. And most of the time it's just like that little quart of Dean's eggnog. You know the one. The you know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah. But eggnog's nasty, so.
I did try the Southern Comfort non-alcoholic version, and that eggnog is nasty. The Dean's one is creamier. It has a little bit of a spice, but not too much, and I don't know. What are some traditions in the holidays since the kids have been born that you guys are incorporating for Christmas for the kids?
Well, they help us with decorating. We have homemade hot chocolate and usually watch a Christmas movie. Right now we're using our Google Home device to play Christmas music. Because we just bark at it and tell it what to do, and then it just doesn't. Or it says, I'm sorry, we can't do that, but I can play a playlist of blah, 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 blah. And then when it tells us we're not allowed to skip anymore, then we just tell it to start over, and then it reshuffles. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we do that, and then we go around giving away, like, baked goods and stuff to the neighbors and stuff like that, so... That's mostly what we do.
Yeah. Cool. What kind of presents are they? I mean, I know, you know, they're kids and they get toys, but, like, do you guys have a specific way of doing the presents? Like, if you get a toy that you like, you also have to get a piece of clothing or something like that.
Not really. I mean, we just, they kind of get clothing year round anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
With us, they just get whatever we've kind of collectively bought, whether it's from something good from a yard sale, something we've made, or just other products in general, like board games, Legos, you know, coloring books. Because they enjoy all those things, so we get a lot of that stuff. So that's mostly what we get them. Like, their grandparents get them toys galore, so mm-hmm. It's not even... we don't really worry about that side of it as much, because they're going to get it from both sides. So it does... Yeah, we kind of gear more towards the educational side of things.
Mm. Well, you know, there's a bunch of educational toys. I've seen ads for like Leapfrog and all this and all that.
Which is fine, but I mean, we don't do it because the kids don't. They care more about turning it on, turning it off, turning it on, turning it off, because then you can hear the funny sound. But we have like learning board games mm-hmm. and stuff that. Because Ian's getting to the age where he's kind of picked that up, and it kind of helps build him up for the board games we play too, in a sense, because it builds that logic area of the brain. And then he likes books; he's been interested in a lot of that. So, but this year the grandparents are getting them both their own tablet.
Cool.
Kindle Fire, and so we're gonna put. You know, a bunch of learning games on it and stuff for that, because we figured out Ian is a visual learner,
mm-hmm.
so he doesn't necessarily do as well when somebody tells him how to do something or explains it. If he sees it, he can commit it to memory,
right?
Easier, which is kind of my boat. Like he'll pick up. Words or numbers or colors or shapes or stuff just from seeing it and then having it repeated or having to figure it out in a game atmosphere as opposed to necessarily sitting him at a table and telling him, okay, you have to learn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was always show me how to do it or, you know, point me in the right direction kind of person, whatever. I don't know. I've when I was a kid, I was classified as learning disabled, so I learn in all kinds of various ways, but for me lately, I find that memory retention is less and less these days. I'm a month away from turning 39, and or a month and a half, I should say, but... yeah, I don't know. I can still remember all my old phone numbers from when I was a kid, but ask me what happened 2 hours ago, couldn't tell you. It's crazy. Are you guys doing any kind of, like you said, you have them watch a Christmas movie or whatever. Are there any of the Christmas children's movies that are not on your list for them to like? Because I know you guys do the educational thing and you do more that than anything else, but are there, and I know you specifically, you're like, my kid's not watching that, it's not, you know, I don't want him learning that kind of thing. Like, you know how everyone got so offended that apparently Rudolph is teaching bullies how to bully people now?
Oh, really?
You didn't see that story?
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
It goes along with the whole baby it's cold outside thing.
I love William Shatner's, you know, not to get overtly political or anything on it, because William Shatner just blatantly, like, put everybody in their place, like, yeah, if you would just take it at its context from when it was written, you know, it's really funny.
So this is from the Boston Globe, December 3rd of 2018. Some people are upset about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Here's why. As it's tradition when Christmas nears, the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer returned to American television screens. But this time around, the once heralded stop-motion film has made the news for all the wrong reasons. Viewers may recall its simple plot. The reindeer is mocked and cast away by the majority of his peers when they discover his glowing red nose. Even though Rudolph ultimately returns to save the day, using his glimmering snout to guide Santa through the poor weather, there's no denying the verbal attacks Rudolph endures early on. Hey, fire snout, one young reindeer says, mocking him. Another teases with rainbow puss and stop calling me names. But was the red-nosed reindeer marginalized that this premise of the Huffington Post video or whatever Let's see here. The video notes an instance in the film where Rudolph's father verbally abuses him. Okay, so I try my best to look at things in the context that they were originally meant for in 1964, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not verbally abusing him. Like, this whole thing is...
Technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
It's just crazy. It really, really is. And I want to say that this year, 2018, has been the most offender of offending of offended people at this point. It feels like everybody has a stick up their butt for this year. I don't know.
That's every year anymore.
Well, true. But, you know, I hope everyone has a great Christmas and Happy New Year and all that. And I'm sure I'll get out of my funk at some point. I don't know. I'm just not feeling the Christmas season this year. I don't know. Like... I'm sorry, if I, like, okay, Christmas traditions for me, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, the Santa Claus movies, obviously National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, not Die Hard, because it's not a Christmas movie, it's a movie that takes place at Christmas time, and, you know, all of that, along with getting red and green M&M bags and things like that. We went out, and I got a red and green M&M Christmas bag of the M&Ms, and I haven't even opened that yet. And we're recording this 5 days before Christmas Day. So, you know, it's something wrong when the guy who eats like a human garbage disposal doesn't even open up the bag of M&Ms. I don't know, dude. It just... I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Houston, we have a problem.
Like I said, I hope everyone had a great year in 2018 here. I hope that everyone's 2019 is even better. If your 2018 sucked, it can only go up from here, I guess. I don't know. Everyone has ups and downs and mood swings that swing that way or swing that way or whatever. I don't know. Any parting words before we get out of here?
Live long and prosper.
Uh-huh.
You could play my ridiculously bad sounding 12 Days of Geekmas.
There you go. I think we'll close out with that. We'll close out with Steve doing his 12 Days of Geekmas. We will catch you in the new year here on the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you, and we will see you later.
Ooh. Technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes, folks. The Joker is right. There were technical difficulties in getting the 12 Days of Geekmas online. I know this episode was a bit of a downer. I'm recording this after Christmas. I didn't even watch Christmas Vacation this year. I'm looking forward to the new year, hoping everything is a heck of a lot brighter in 2019 than it was in 2018. Thank you for listening, if you did. Join us next time for the year-end review. Or the year-end review, I should say. Wow, I can't even talk right now. I'm so Christmas tongue-tied. It's like I have hot, burning Christmas lights on my tongue and I can't talk. Anyway, folks, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Here's to 2019 and 10 years of Geekcast Radio Network.